You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Here with Fran Fraschilla here at Big 12 Basketball Media Days. Fran, you are kind of like the voice of Big 12 basketball. What were your thoughts on BYU joining this league?
Well, you know my background, coaching at the University of New Mexico and trying to win at the Marriott Center. I was 1-1. I think I was 1-2, actually. I was 1-2. But tremendous respect for BYU basketball, the history, the tradition, going back to Krešimir Kosić and Danny Ainge, obviously, and all the great players in between. And I think it's a great fit. It's a great fit in football. It's a great fit in basketball, women's basketball, Olympic sports. You know, BYU brings a lot to the Big 12 because of their incredible tradition, fan base, following around the country. And as a basketball fan and someone that does know the league well, I think it's just a total no-brainer.
It's a great fit, but will BYU have success early on, you think?
Well, you know, I'd say it's a struggle only from the standpoint of Coach Pope has a young team. You know, he played a young team last year. They're a little bit older this year. And normally the BYU teams in the past that I coached against and that you've seen, because of the opportunity to go on Mormon missions and come back and be a little bit older and more mature, he doesn't have that necessarily with this group, and he will in the future. But they just have to be ready for some growing pains because, as we find out every year in this league, there's no night off. But on the same token, teams got to go to Provo and try to win there, and that's not going to be easy.
Big 12 basketball this year, Kansas at the top, but your overall assessment just maybe of this league, and is it the best league in America?
Well, you know, Ken Pomeroy has become a good friend, the analytics guy, and been following his stuff for 20 years. The last 10 years, the Big 12 has been number one in his analytic rankings as a conference 8 times and slipped all the way to number 2 the other 2 times. The league is so balanced. That's really what I love about the league. As good as Kansas has been, they're in a dogfight every night. And so the great thing about the Big 12 is there's balance. The great thing from BYU standpoint is once you get competitive and get into the middle of the league, you're pretty much automatically an NCAA tournament team. 70% of the league went to the tournament last year. Since 2019, I know I sound like Chamber of Commerce here, but since 2019, the league has had 2 national titles, 3 teams in the championship game, and 5 of the 10 in the Elite Eight. So when you can get through this league over the course of 2 months, it gets you ready for the NCAA tournament and gives you a chance to have success.
Maybe just some of your thoughts, too, on BYU's roster coming into this year.
Yeah, well, obviously, Dallin Hall, who we've talked to today, has got a lot of experience coming back. There's a really good group of young guys, big fellow up front. I can't say his name.
Fusini Traore.
Fus, I'm really impressed with him when I watch him on tape because he's just an absolute warrior and just plays the way the Big 12 is. He's going to have fun competing in this league. And then I like the fact that Coach played a lot of young guys this past year. I love the kid that's on the mission, Chandler, who's coming back next year, who's absolutely a Big 12 player. I'm excited to see him because I watched him a lot, USA Basketball, AAU. So I think Coach is going to have a good opportunity to recruit guys to BYU. Transfers fit this league. Nothing wrong with spending a year or two or three in Provo playing in front of those great Cougs fans.
Last thing for you, Fran. Where does the Marriott Center stack up maybe in the great Big 12 venues, you think?
It's going to be at the top pretty quickly. Now, I will say this. Allen Fieldhouse is my favorite place in college basketball. And in any Coug fan who can get there and get a ticket over the course of the next few years to watch the Cougs play in there, they'll know what I'm talking about. But I would say that the Marriott Center is going to be, as I look quickly through the league, it's probably going to be in the top 3. I mean, it's that good. It's got that great of fans. It's going to be, 19,000 now? It used to hold 22, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and it looks like it looks as brand new as it looked like in 1970 or whenever they built it. So I cannot wait to get to Provo because I know how great the fan base is, and I'm excited about representing ESPN during Big 12 play.
Yeah, no big Mondays for BYU this year, but eventually we'll see you in the Marriott Center.
There'll be a Kansas at BYU game here in the next couple of years that will just, the roof will come off, and people around the country know BYU's great tradition, but they'll see it you know, live and in color on big Mondays.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.